I'll tell you a story about a man. He's a great preacher. I love him. He's a good man. He was invited to go somewhere in Mexico, I think, or South America to preach. By the time he got there, he couldn't talk. Everybody said, well, you got laryngitis. He said, no, I ain't buying that. I ain't got laryngitis. You know, I don't know what the devil's doing here, but I ain't buying that. Everybody, including his staff, trying to put sickness on him. And he's, no, no, I'm not going there. No, no, I'm healed. It's written in the word, I'm healed. Lord, I repent of all my sins. It's written, I'm healed. He gets out there on the platform. They didn't want him to go out there. He said, give me that microphone, I'll hold it close. He said, I'm just barely can whisper, but I'm hoping you can hear me. But he said, you know, I'm not going by what I see. I'm not going by what I feel. I'm going by what is written. And the word of God says, by his stripes, I was healed. So he said, if I was, I am. If Jesus took away my sickness and removed my disease, according to Matthew 8:17, I am healed. Now you could just barely hear him talking. And so he must have preached for 30 minutes like that. And he ain't getting no better. He said, you know, I know some of y'all out there right now are thinking, you know, you're crazy. Here you are teaching healing and you're sick yourself. You can't even talk. But he said, I'm telling you, I don't go by what I feel or see. I go by what's written in God's word. And he says, now, I know that y'all think I can't talk. But he said, the word of God says I can talk and I can talk loud. In the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, the whole 1,000 people just stood up and jumped up and began to praise God. He was completely instantly healed before 1,000 people. Isn't that something? What was the Lord doing there? Reckon he had something to show those people out there? Reckon he got through to them? Yes, he did. We walk by what? Faith. Then what is faith? It's the word of God. It's knowing what it says. If we always go to God, not to the pill bottles, not to the medicine chest, not to the doctor, we go to the Lord and petition him. And the first thing you want to do is get rid of your sin, call him in remembrance of a scripture, and then give him a little time to work. Now, he may heal you instantly, and he can do that. You know, but if he heals you instantly, don't say, oh, Lord, I can't believe this, because he'll take it away. But, you know, that's where we are. You know, I've seen so many people do that. Andrew Womack. Andrew Womack's a great faith man, too. I've listened to him for years. He was praying for a little boy that was cross-eyed. And when I looked down, his eyes are just like this, you know, so crossed. And he said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I remit the boy's sins, or something like that. And he said, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to restore his little eyes and make them straight. In Jesus' name. He said, I started to say, now, son, give God time. He said, this is my thought pattern. Give him time and begin to praise him. But just as I thought that, the eyes went whoosh, straight as a string. He said, I looked down his eyes and I said, I can't believe it. And the eyes went whoosh. And he said, I pleaded with God. I did, ever told God how sorry I was for my stupidity. But he said he would not heal that boy's eyes the second time. That was because of Andrew's lack of belief. Why do you think God was so strong with Andrew? Because he's a new teacher of the word? No. How long has he been teaching the word? 30 or 40 years. Long time. When we've been teaching his word for a long time, he don't put up with much nonsense, does he? Because it holds our feet to the fire. We got to put our feet to the fire and stay there. And trust the Holy Spirit. Like those songs we sing today, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. When we welcome him, if he comes and does something awesome, what should we be doing? Saying, I can't believe this? No, we ought to be jumping up and down, praising God, screaming. Or should we not? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. You know, don't hesitate to praise and worship God. In fact, Ephesians 3:20, I want you to look at this. Now, glory be to God by his mighty power at work within us. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. So what can he do? There is no limits with God. Well, I take that back. There is a limit with God. What is it? Right here. I'm the limit. You're the limit. We are the ones. Our faith just goes to a certain place and then we just can't go there with him no longer. Because if we could believe him, wow. Let's go to Matthew 17:17. Jesus replied, you stubborn, faithless people, how long must I be with you until you believe? I wonder what he would say to us today, huh? And some people say, you know, Jesus would never talk to me like that. Well, if he did it back in this day, he might do it to you too. How long must I be with you until you believe? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. Now see, they tried to cast out a demon out of that boy and couldn't. Let's see what verse 18 says. Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. You know what we would say? We pray for somebody that don't happen. We say, well, it wasn't God's will. No, it's always His will. If He's already bore your sickness and removed your disease, is it always His will to heal you? Amen. Of course, He would not have healed you on the cross 2,000 years ago if it wasn't His will to heal us. He wants us well. Verse 19. Afterward, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? We need to ask those kind of questions. We need to get in private with the Lord and say, Lord, why could I not do this? You know, that's what happened to A.A. Allen. A.A. Allen, he read the scriptures and he saw all these mighty things happen all throughout the New Testament, but there was no power in his ministry. So one day he got with God, he told his wife, said, I'm going in that prayer closet and I'm going to stay in there until I hear from God. But he stayed in there several days and he couldn't make it. He had to come out and have something to eat, you know, especially when she'd start cooking something. So, so he would go back in there and he said, I'm going to do it again. And he did this over and over and over. One day he finally told her, he said, I'm going in that closet. You lock that door and don't you let me out until I tell you I've heard from God. So his wife said, okay, now what would a good wife do? Lock him up. That's right. Yeah, lock him up. So he gets in that closet and he's praying and he's fasting. He's doing everything. He said, I don't know how long I'd been in there, but it seemed like days. He said, all of a sudden I smell some stew cooking. He said, I called my wife, said, honey, I can't stand it. I mean, I got to have something to eat. She said, you heard from God? He said, no. She said, you told me not to let you out. He said, but honey, I can't stand it. I'm starving. I got to have something to eat. She said, okay. So she opened the door. He comes out of the closet. Goes over and sits down at that table. She pours him a big bowl of stew. He puts his spoon in there and puts one mouthful in his mouth. And he hears somebody say, is that soup worth more to you than hearing from me? He spit it out. Put it back in the bowl. Went over and got in the closet. He said, all right, don't you dare open that door until I tell you I've heard from God. So he got back in there. Is God putting him to the test? Yes, God's putting him to the test. He said, how long I'm there, I don't know. He said, all of a sudden, a bright light came on. I thought my wife had opened the door and the sun was shining in. He said, I looked and the door still closed. And I realized that light went in there with me. I said, God, is that you? He said, yes, son. You wanted to know why there's no power in your ministry. I'm going to tell you. And he said he went through 13 things, the reason there was no power in my ministry. 13. He said, two of those sins, I didn't think nobody in the world knew about them, not even God. But he said he did. He said, Lord, I can't remember all those. He said, and look, there was a bright light, and there was a little stubby pencil laying on the floor, and I was knelt down over a cardboard box. He said, Lord, give them to me again a little slower where I can write them down. Is that a smart man?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so God gave them to him again, and he wrote them down one by one. The two that was his own private sins, he didn't write those down. And he never told anybody, not even his wife, what those two personal sins were. You know, some of us have personal sins in our life, don't we? Yeah. Well, you know, God wouldn't mind if I do this. Well, I know he probably wouldn't like that. Well, if you know that, you better believe he ain't going to like it. So you better get rid of that little sin. If you ever want to see him do anything for you, you better get rid of how many sins?
Oh.
Every sin. That's right. All sin. So anyway, he wrote down those 11 things. He said it took him years to master that list. Some of the things he was able to do pretty quickly. He said, the last two on the list. He said, the devil came to him when he was trying that. And the devil says, A.A., I will never allow you to master these last two things. And he said, boy, were they difficult. He said, it took me years. I said, one day I heard the voice of God say, son, behold, I now give unto you power. You have accomplished your list. It's done. And A.A. says, after that, it didn't matter what I did or what kind of meeting I was at. When I prayed for somebody, they got healed. He's the one that also prayed over the little boy and had the 26 incurable diseases. He went to a meeting down in Alabama. It's a week-long meeting. And on Saturday night, there was a woman that came at noon after the noon. They had morning services and afternoon services. And said there was a woman that came down and R.W. Shambach was there. He was 20 years old. He was the song leader back in those days. And he said, this woman came down and told him, said, well, I brought my son down here and I was hoping that God would hear my prayer because my son was born with 26 incurable diseases. And he said, what's wrong with him? And she said, he has no ears and he has no eyes. And she began to go down the list, and there was 26 things wrong with this boy. Doctors couldn't touch it. She said, I hoped that God would hear my prayer, but I've been here every service all week long. And said, God has not done anything for me. I'm from another state, and I have $20 left of my name, and I'm down here with another woman, and we're going to have to drive home tomorrow afternoon after the last service, and my car is out of gas. So she said, I was hoping God would hear my prayer. Well, that night, A.A. started preaching, said he preached for a few minutes, and then he stopped and said, you know, the Lord just moved in my heart. I want to take up an offering. Said, I normally don't do it like this, but we're going to take up the offering first. He said, you guys get the buckets out and pass them. He said, I don't want y'all to give God just a gift. I want you to give him a sacrifice. We want to see God do some wonderful things tonight, he said. So give him a sacrifice. And so he said, they started passing the buckets. Chambok said, I was up on the platform where I could see when they come to that row back down where that woman was with that little handicapped child. I saw her take her purse and open it and take that $20 bill out and put it in that bucket. Is that a sacrifice?
Amen.
This woman, she's got a car out of gas. She's got to drive to another state. And that's all the money she's got left in the world. She's got to eat tonight and tomorrow. And she's got $20 and she give it all to God. That means she ain't going to have nothing to eat, nothing to buy gas with or nothing. And her car is empty. And I got news for you. You can't drive an empty car from state to state without gas. As a normal condition, I'll have to say that. With God, nothing's impossible. But she put that $20 in that plate. Then A.A. went back to preaching. He preached about 30 minutes and all of a sudden he stopped and he says, the Lord's showing me a vision. There's a building over there, a white building. It looks like it's a hospital. It's a maternity ward. There's babies being born in that. There's a little boy just been born and given to a woman. They got 4, 6, 10, 14, 20, 26 incurable diseases. Now he's seeing this all in the spirit. You tell that story to the Baptist church and they say, this guy's lost his mind. You tell it in almost any kind of church, they think you've lost your mind. But what can our God do? Don't limit him. A.A. Allen didn't limit him. He said, that woman lives in another state. She's getting in a car with another woman and they're driving. They said, woman, you're in this meeting tonight. Where are you? And she stood up back there. He said, bring that baby down here.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Lord, Open My Spiritual Eyes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.